Blog Talk Radio.
What?
Great day. Welcome to Your Health is Your Wealth. Today is Friday, March 2018, the 16th. Please forgive me. It's the 16th of March, 2018, and I am your host, Kimberly Silas. And as we meet every first and third Friday of the month of March, we are continuing our segment on If You Never Know, You'll Never Try. As we do every month, we start our segment with a moment of meditation. And on today, Friday, March 16th of 2018, I would like to come with you with I am blessed beyond measure. That's right. I am coming to you with I am blessed beyond measure. A blessing is God's favor and protection. Wherever we are and whatever we are going through, we are always under the umbrella of God's favor and protection. Like a fish swimming in the ocean, we are swimming in blessing. As we continue to focus more on what is true, on what is kind, and on what is loving, we become consciously aware of how richly blessed we are. Then we recognize the daily evidence of divine order. I am so blessed. God always protects me. God favors and protection is my ultimate life insurance. I rest in this awareness and I give thanks. I release guilt. I release shame. I release worry and I release any form of doubt. I accept myself as the apple of God's eye. In the presence of God's favor and protection, I can do no wrong. Everything I see and touch is blessed. I accept this truth as my reality. I thank you, strength, in me, through me, as me, around me, and through the Christ within, and so it is. Today's meditation comes from Ephesians 2 and 8. For it is by grace that you are saved through faith, not of your doing. It is the gift of God. Wow, I am blessed beyond measure. What an amazing affirmation to start this wonderful day. I am here in the studio, and fortunately, I have an amazing view outside. And this morning, I had some running around to do, and it is 76 degrees, a beautiful, brisk spring day. The air is crisp and refreshing, and it exudes light, love, and energy. And that's what I want to impart on all of my listeners on today. This is a season of rebirth, restoration, just bringing forth all those things that are good. You know, during the winter months, we tend to forget how absolutely beautiful and how energetic the process of life can be. You know, during the off season or during the winter, we recognize it as a season of quiet and stillness because things are replenishing themselves. It's a season of hibernation. You know, seeds that are planted in the ground are actually being energized and being restored and replenished so that during a time such as this, when the sun pops out and, you know, everything starts coming back to fruition, you begin to realize that whatever it is I was going through couldn't have possibly been that bad. Today is an evidence of that for me. I have a slogan in my office that reads, seeds change seasons. So I am so grateful that I have been in my season planting appropriate seeds. So no matter how dark things become, it is the season of harvest. It is a season of replenishment. And I am feeling so incredibly grateful just for this gift that we call life. I don't want to ramble too much. We started our segment at the 1st of March. If you never try, you'll never know. And we talked about how courage and faith helps to bring forward into a healthier state of living, and that fear is an anchor that holds you back from trying new things, from living an amazing life, and from realizing your fullest potential. We are here to encourage you here at Your Health is Your Wealth. Don't let fear hinder your progression. Do not allow fear to sabotage your level of courage. Everything you choose, a new experience over fear. Every time you build courage, you show yourself that you're capable of more than you thought. As I said, this is just an amazing opportunity. And my platform here at Your Health is Your Wealth originated from a weight loss journey. 160 pounds down, I am in a season right now of fasting. I did this 160-pound journey without any medical, without any surgical procedures. It was my intent to have a gastric bypass. After consultation, I was advised that I needed to lose 50 pounds before I would be approved for the surgery, and that's the beginning of my journey. I have found that a holistic, organic, fruit, vegetable, and protein-based journey in combination with amazing wellness products, all natural, all organic, no chemicals added, just true seed, plant, herb-based products helped me reach my original goal. Within my first month, I was down 44 pounds, unheard of. I went back to my second consultation, and they were ready to approve me, but I had to, of course, lose the additional 8. Within that 90-day window, I never looked back, and I am thanking God an abundant level of gratitude that I did not do so. Not only have I learned to change my consciousness, let me speak with you quickly on consciousness. It said in the meditation today, as we continue to focus more on what is true, more on what is kind, more on what is loving, we become consciously aware of how richly blessed we are. Oh, my word. This is absolutely what the Health is Your Wealth platform stands for, conditioning your consciousness and recognizing all of the empowerment that we have within ourselves. And this is my true testament. I have been able to turn my fear into faith, my stagnation into courage, and my doubt into accomplishment. I just want to encourage someone today that success leaves clues. Find you an accountability partner and move towards a level of success. There is absolutely nothing that you cannot accomplish if you try. If you give it your all, you can do everything it is in you that you want to accomplish. Now, here on Your Health is Your Wealth, we focus on spiritual consciousness as a means and the major tool to transform your life and transform your body. My focus is on weight loss and maintaining a consistent level of weight loss. However, it can be anything. If you want to improve your credit, if you want to improve the management of your personal assets, if you want to start a business, everything, every dream or aspiration that you have, believe it or not, actually desires you as well. I believe that. Recently, I was in some research study and, you know, amongst a group of my peers and mentors, and I heard the phrase stated, it is much easier to change the battery than it is to push the car. Hear me now. It is so much easier to change your battery than it is to push the car. Now, how many times have we sought a more restrictive, a more convoluted, a more debilitating set of circumstances over just taking a chance to try something new? I am encouraging you today to try something new. Change the battery. My brother asked me about 20 minutes ago, why don't we go to the gym? I'm going to give you the rationale and the reasoning behind why I told him that this was not my season to be doing major exercises. I have learned the condition of my body to be as such. I am on a very restrictive caloric intake as a personal decision for me to be on a fast. During this fast, I probably consume less than 500 calories per day. If I were to go to the gym and burn another 300 calories from the 5 that I am only receiving, it would send my body into what could be considered medically harmful. That's just for me. Everybody has their own scientific makeup, and you have to consult with your physician to determine where you are with this thing. I am not at all making excuses for my lack of strenuous exercise. However, what I am accustomed to doing during this season of fast is that I do extensive breathing exercises. And those exercises accelerate my heart rate. They give my lung capacity a great workout. Not only do I increase my level of lung capacity, but I move that oxygen and that air into my diaphragm. I hold it for as long as my body will allow, and I temper the conditioning of my breathing pattern to release it at a 7 to 8 second increment. And when I tell you, consistently doing this practice 3 times a day, consistently 3 minutes, 3 times a day on my breathing exercises, it gives my heart the energy that it needs. It gives my cells and organs all of the oxygen that it needs. And of course, I get plenty of hydration along with my fruit and my vegetables and my lean protein. So I am just incredibly excited because my consciousness has changed. In the past, in the meditation today, it says that in the presence of God's favor and protection, I can do no wrong. In conjunction with, we become consciously aware of how richly blessed we are. I am aware. I am conscious of what's going on with my body. I have become accountable for the goals and aspirations that I have. Nobody can achieve the goals and aspirations for me. I have to do them for myself. And I seek right counsel. I am obedient, people. Hear me now. I am obedient to instruction. Let me share something with you. Mentors and friends. Mentors decide changes. I suggest everyone find a mentor, an accountability partner. Now, your friends, they like you the way you are. That's a good thing, to have a friend, someone you can talk to, share your most innermost secrets with, you know, chuckle it up, just have a good time. We all need those friends. We need someone to hold our hand through difficult times, not judge us, not try to correct or change us. However, mentors love you and want to change the way you are. Did you get that? A mentor loves you, but their objective is to change you from one position to another. So I am grateful that I am obedient to constructive criticism. If you ask for help, you have to be willing to allow help to help you. And that's where I'm at with this thing. You know, my brother, he recovered from a cigarette addiction. He, without any treatment, any professional treatment, he literally quit cold turkey, changed his life. He's a workout guru. That's what he does. And he's very cognizant of how important it is to get oxygen in through the body. So I cannot be stubborn, closed-minded, and resentful that he observed me not getting cardio. That is his perception, and that is his observation. And when he came to me and said, I really need to see you in the gym, I had to be willing to listen open-mindedly. Listening empathetically means that I am listening not with my ears, but from his perspective, okay? I have to put myself in his shoes and recognize what is it that he's seeing for him to say this to me. And it came crystal clear that he's not aware of medically what has been advised for me, and he is not aware that I'm only receiving 500 calories or less per day until this season of fast is over. So it's just a win-win situation. Am I eager and excited and enthusiastic about getting into the gym and just utilizing my limbs and my body and my vessel to execute an accelerated rate of heart? Absolutely. I am ready. I'm going to do it, and I am going to do it with vigor. But today is just not my day, and I don't feel bad about it, because in the presence of God's favor, in the presence of God's protection, I can do no wrong. Everything I see, everything I touch is blessed. I believe that. That brings me to something I want to share with you. In January of this year, we were talking about setting healthy goals. Everything we do, it takes 21 to 30 days to form healthy habits, 72 hours to abandon them. Did you get that? It takes 21 to 30 days to form a healthy habit, but it only takes 72 hours to abandon it. Now, what that means is I'll say, oh, I'm going to clean my car twice a week every day. Every day, I'm going to clean my car, which is always full of clutter. I'm going to clean my car twice a week, every week from this day forward. Now, if I start that regimen and I practice it for 21 to 30 consistent days, the likelihood of me forming a habit in that arena is favorable. I am going to form a habit, and I am going to clean my car consistently moving forward. That will be my regular norm. However, in me making that decision to clean my car twice a week, every week, if I don't get up within 72 hours to do so, that's three short days. If I don't get that goal accomplished within three short days, guess what's going to happen? I will abandon it. I will lose the enthusiasm, and my mind, which is like a television commercial, is constantly changing script. It's going to come up with a new level of awareness, and it may move to a new set of goals. If I don't accomplish those goals that I set within 72 hours, guess what? It's going to change the channel again. So I said that to say this, create a goal. Now, what is your goal? Make it a reasonable one. Dropping 30 pounds in a month may not be a reasonable goal, but 5 to 10 pounds is. It's simple. Whatever it is you want to do, remember, keep it very, very, very simple. Everything that is large once started in thought. It starts in thought. It starts in the mind. It starts in your consciousness. So do that. Just set a small, attainable goal. If you want to lose weight and losing weight is your journey, hey, I'm going to the grocery store today and I'm going to buy a head of lettuce. I'm going to find a way to include lettuce in my diet. If you try to do everything at one time, those 72 hours applies to rushing through processes as well. You go into it with a lot of vigor, with a lot of energy, and you just rush, 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 and zoom, zoom, zoom. And before you know it, you're burnt out. You're burnt out. So please, people, I love you. Please keep it very simple, whether it's your health, your wealth, weight loss, starting a business, mentoring a young person, anything, any goal that you've set, keep your goal simple and watch it grow. And be specific. How many pounds would you like to lose? What part of the body would you like to see toned? Is there a certain date or event you would like to reach your goal by? Okay. You want to lose 5 pounds? Today is the 16th of March. Let's revisit those 5 pounds the 16th of April. That's as simple as it is. 5 pounds. Keep it simple and revisit it at the date that you set. Now, in 30 days, you may have lost 30 pounds. I can almost guarantee if you stick to a regimen consistently, you're going to lose way more than your anticipated goal. But wouldn't it be better to live in a surplus versus than living in a deficit? Absolutely. Absolutely. So set your goal, which is realistic. Set it something easily attainable. We're going to move forward. List the steps. Once you've established a goal, make sure you list the steps it will take to achieve the goal. I'm going to give you an example. Instead of just saying you want to get in shape, plan to work out 3 days a week. That's right. I said three. Three is the trinity. It is a consistency, and it is a proven fact that it's much simpler to do things in a level of three, whether it be 3 minutes, 3 times a day, 3 days a week. Keep it simple. Oh, it works. Instead of saying that you want to eat healthier, plan to eat 3 servings of vegetables 3 times a week. Do that. It's easy. 3. It's real simple. 1, 2, 3. ABC. I want to encourage you also to write down your goals. Put your commitment in ink. Permanently promise yourself that this goal comes first. Why? In the book of Habakkuk, it speaks about placing it on tablets and making it plain. Guys, I love it. It is so true. Writing is cathartic. Write every day. Scribble, get you a notebook. I have one right here I purchased at the Dollar Tree. We have a Dollar Tree in my community, and everything in the store is a dollar. And when I find these cute little notebooks, I stock up on them because they easily go down into my bag, and I carry it everywhere I go. But when things come to my consciousness, I am constantly scribbling it down. It is something magical. It is something God-inspired when you write. There is no certain pattern. We call it brainstorming and release. Your way is the right way. Let me say that. Your way is the right way. Scribble it in any color ink you want, in any format that you want. Just put it down on paper. Write down your goals, big or small, in depth or just a brief thought. Trust me, it's magical when you put the ink to the paper. I love it. I love it. I love it. Also, write down your why. Don't just write the goal itself. Write down why it's so important to you. Write it down. What makes this goal intimate to me? Only you know that, and your way is the right way. Place your goal somewhere visible. Now, you know, I started off years ago with a vision board. As a result of my passion for my vision board, guess what has happened? I have turned every wall in my office into a vision office. Everywhere around me, that's all I see is inspiration, dare to dream, blessed is the true at heart. With God, I can accomplish anything. Live, love, laugh. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out, everywhere I look. So you write your goal somewhere and place it, make it visible. Oh, I'm loving this. And again, we want to talk about marking your calendar. Write in the times and dates you want to complete each workout. Write in your calendar moments of success or accomplishment. Keep up with your agendas and your schedules. Or better yet, just give yourself some goal stickers. You did a great job, so mark it down. You got to reward yourself. You are worthy. Read and reread. Continue to review your goals because they change daily. They grow. Remember when I said just write down one simple thought? Some days you just something may come to mind and you don't want to forget it, so you write down a simple thought. And then other days, you know, that original thought, you'll flip back to that page and it begin to expand. So read and reread. Continue to read your goals and steps each day to make sure you're on track. Last but not least, I want you to congratulate yourself along the way. For example, if you've lost 10 pounds in 30 days, reward yourself with something that you enjoy. I personally enjoy thrift store shopping. Love it. I am a thrift store guru. I also like massages. I like to sit in the whirlpool. I like swimming. There are things that nobody knows I like. I treat myself to date night. Absolutely. Just me alone. I don't need a companion. I go to date night. And my date night generally includes this really cool movie theater here in Atlanta where you can have dinner with your as you view. A waitress or a waiter will come to you. They'll take your order. We have these really nice theater seats. I have a beverage. I have a meal. And I enjoy my date night with me. I want to share something quickly before the conclusion of our segment on today. I don't remember who taught me this, but I have learned that affirmations change your consciousness. Affirmations fuel the source, the center of who you truly are. And I have learned that if I am made in his image and likeness, hear me now, if I was created in his image and likeness, I was created in the image and likeness of greatness. Wow. At 408 pounds, I thank God that somewhere along the way, no matter how dismal and dark it appeared to be, I still had a consciousness to know that I am a 408-pound chick created in the image and likeness of greatness. And I said that to say this, find an affirmation for who you are, right where you are, and love, love, love on yourself. Oh, my God, love yourself with every flaw, with every dissatisfaction, with every core of who you are. Learn to love those imperfections because those imperfections is how you were uniquely and accurately designed by your creator. Boy, I'm on fire today. I'm feeling this. But I just want to say, I am an offspring of the amazing PRF table. The PRF ministry, we talk about possessions, resources, and finances. Absolutely. Let me say that one more time. Possessions, resources, and finances on a spiritually intimate platform. And every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, we meet right here at the blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. That's 347-215-7934. We would love for you to meet with us here every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And it's an interactive segment. If you have something to say, we allow you to speak. That's with Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap and his amazing ministry team. And also, I want to invite you right back here for the month of April, every first and third Friday of the month. Until we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and by all means, we thank God for you and the platform of your health is your wealth. Until we meet again, continue to prosper. Bye-bye.